Well, good morning and welcome, guys. We've got phenomenal week here ahead of us. We're closing out the month of June and headed into July at WBRX, and this is our 8:30 a.m. wake up call. And excited about everything going on. I mean, we've just got a great when I look at the amount of activity, I look at the people that are moving into our space. We have had another wave of people that are coming on board, which is exciting for us, a new group. And these groups are not necessarily, local. They can be in other areas, which is exactly what happens when you're building your business and you've got, different lines and business that are going. You've got different groups of people. And, in two separate lines, I'd say, they're definitely two separate lines. We've got activity going on up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which is phenomenal. We're expecting great big things up there. And I know Ryan, Erica, and Jeff, that whole team has just got a plethora of, a good, solid base of new people that are business people, many of them. Some of them are, in and around the healthcare space, but, many of them are just upwardly mobile entrepreneurs. And then out there in the Atlanta market, we've got some great stuff going on, exciting about all of it. It's a physician group and pharmacists and just things of that nature. So we've got just a good new group of people coming on board. We're continuing to build our customer base, and we just have some great things that we're excited about. And now, as we kind of shift gears and we move into the month of July, we're genuinely excited about the fact that everyone that's in the business, that if you're not yet at the PPC rank, you certainly have an adequate opportunity to advance, based upon where you are in the business, shared volume, what have you. Because now, as we move into July 1st, the rank value will go, as we know, for NMD from 15 to 30, and for PPC from 30 to 60. It's all predicated for us on the growth of the network and the timing of that growth as to when we increase our ranks. And so that time has come, and now what that means for everybody that's in the business is they're simply, if for lack of a better word, they're grandfathered into the fact that they can now they can now build in a third company. So you're going to have a third company awarded to you. So instead of two, where you understood the concept, right, where you, could have, people in your first company, people, potentially all the people in your second company, which is, garners an 8% opportunity. Well, now, if you've got that third company, now that can be, you can generate income from number one and number two over and above number three, which gives you 4 + 4 + 4. That's a 12% earning opportunity off of new lines of business that you would establish in that third company, right? So all that has really kind of, if you really think about it, guys, if you think in terms of how much money people typically generate in our industry off of a developed business that is away from them, them not having anything to do with it, to garner up to a 12% royalty override on new growth is unprecedented. It typically just doesn't happen. A company can't necessarily afford to pay out that much, but because of how we've orchestrated the structure, we're paying six generations above every individual that's using, sharing, wholesaling, retailing, or bringing other people in the business, right? So in this particular instance, we just orchestrated the structure of your business that you can capture three of those generations yourself and generate a significantly higher revenue from business that is built in your organization. So, that's an exciting opportunity, exciting time. And for those people that are coming on, beyond, into the month of July and August and September, those of you that are positioned to take advantage of that reality, it's going to be an exciting time. I know that, many of you that are on the call right now have already accomplished, the PPC rank, not all of you, but many of you. In the event that you have, then, now you're going to move into the month of July with that third company opportunity. And what that's going to mean for you is an added revenue on what you're already building. And it's important to understand that if you're out there and you're looking for a way to accomplish that rank, our strong encouragement is really very simple. Hey, man, just make sure people know the value of the rank as it sits today and where it's going to be tomorrow, and say, listen, based upon your evaluation of the information I can make sure is in front of you, you need to probably evaluate this sooner rather than later. And if in the event that you have zero interest at all, well then, by all means, just move through that portion of it and put in that cold category and you move on. But in the event that there is interest, then let them know that there is a value added reason to evaluate now versus later, right? That's really what we're talking about in the event that there's interest. If there's interest, then hey, we want to bring them on as a brand partner and give them that added earning opportunity. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what rank. If somebody says, hey, I'm not necessarily in a position to maybe capture that opportunity right now, then no problem. Let's go out and let's, start the business wherever you can, and then let's put you into a position as we move into the future where we can help you go out and do $60,000 of business in a month and eventually get to the top of the comp plan. And then you'll be positioned to take advantage of the growth trend that happens from that point forward, because, as we build our company, guys, as you build your companies, the value of those companies will increase, not decrease. You own that company. It's a licensed company to you. In the event that you pass away, it goes on into your estate. You own a company under the umbrella of WBRX, and we treat people as company owners, right? We treat you as partners. We partner together with you. So the manner and the culture and the way that we go about doing what we do is extremely important for you, because you've got a unique earning opportunity. That's if you were to try to scale around in the industry, you'd see that it's unprecedented to capture up to 12% royalties. It's unprecedented to be in a position to earn up to $10,000 by helping somebody else accomplish that, if you think about it, right? So you help somebody else get to the PPC rank. You go to work with somebody. If I have a brand new person, let me go to work with them in all their sphere of influence, and by the end of the month, they get to $60,000 of business, then I can capture up to 10 grand. By doing that, and so those are good, solid, real, immediate income earning opportunities, and more importantly, residual income opportunities for everybody, right? So all that being said, the comp plan, the changes that we're making, the advances that we're generating as we move into the month of July, that's all real, real stuff. And I want to, touch on this because, it's always important to look at where we are and, understand the context of the environment, our circumstances. That's real. And all of us are, waking up today. And if you live here in the Houston area or other parts of the country, is the environment, somewhat challenging? Are we living in a time where, unprecedented fashion where, some of our capabilities of where we can go and what we can do and how we can do it have been completely, for lack of a better word, limited. And we could talk all day as to, whether we believe or, we should or what have you in terms of all those things surrounding this pandemic, right, that, has an extremely low mortality rate but is very, very contagious. And so in the midst of this, we're building and developing a network, and the unique selling proposition that I believe we have in this time, and what I've been saying from the time it started, is, guys, we've got a product that addresses social anxiety probably better than just about any product that you'd want to come across. In my personal opinion, when you look at our balance and you look at the sleep and you look at the energy, I mean, we've had a big increase of people that are taking advantage of the WBRX products as a whole. And obviously the inhaler, guys, if you really understand the value of that and you help somebody experience a good activation, they get it into their bloodstream, they feel what it's like to have their anxiety, diminished drastically when they, for me, when I use it, mental clarity, focus, concentration, and just in a relaxed fashion, it is amazing if they experience, at least for me, when I first really experienced it, I was like, oh my gosh, the immediate, the immediate impact, the immediate results that you have, I mean, within like a minute or two, is a makes for a very good product. I believe that is a perfect product for network marketing. That's my personal belief. Do I necessarily believe, it's the greatest product in the retail space? I would question that personally. I think it's better when you have an individual that can sit down with somebody and give them a level of understanding, minimize any concerns that they have if they've never used an inhaler by helping instruct them to do so. I believe that interpersonal, that we call that relationship marketing context of what you do when you're working with that inhaler is it makes it a perfect product. I mean, it really does. Because if you're sitting down with somebody and you actually help them experience a good activation by walking them through it, then now you have a person that you're duplicating that experience through, and now they can go out and they can do the same thing. Now, if it were me and I were trying to, really have people see the value in that, I would sit down with this is just me and that, I've done it. If I sit down with an MDI, And I put the box in front of somebody and I take the MDI and I show them my I do an activation in front of them. You say, how many activations would you want to do in a day? Well, I mean, depends upon how many people you'd want to sample. I don't know. I mean, I've had no trouble whatsoever personally having up to 3 or 4 a day. That's not every day, but I've had no trouble if I've sat down with groups of people in 2 and 3 and 4 in a day and having an activation every single time. By just doing that, it's amazing how quickly somebody else feels like it's okay for them to do it. However, in the event that I don't do it, what I have observed is that there's a bit more reluctance. And me giving away an MDI is probably not exactly what I'd like to do. But if I give them the MDI, put it in their hands and say, listen, I'd like for you to buy this from me. In the event that you're not satisfied, then I'm happy to give you a money back guarantee with the understanding that you use the activations in the MDI in its entirety and there's nothing left, and I'll be happy to give you your money back. So that would be the approach that I would personally take. We don't govern or tell you guys how to run your company. Okay, if it were me and I were out there on a daily basis, I would I'm a big believer in utilizing the structure of our 6-step marketing program. Don't get me wrong. But if it were me and I had an MDI and I'd say, listen, right now, if I want to do a good job of moving these MDIs that I've bought and I generate income for my family, what I would do as a business guy is I'd say, hey, let me increase my probability, and I'm more than willing to offer somebody a money-back guarantee as a licensed brand partner. I have the ability to do that because I'm running my own company. I can choose how I approach the marketplace. This is just me. I'm not telling anybody, you do what you want to do, but this is what I would do. And I would sit down with people and say, listen, this is an MDI. And let's say, for example, I took advantage of the pricing as we've had it for $50 or $60 from an MDI for most of us. I would probably try to move it for somewhere between $120 to $140. But let's say I gave them a deal. I moved it at $120. Okay. What I've just done, and then I bought it at 50, as I put $70 into my family's pocket. That's a pretty good. If I do that a couple, 2 or 3 times a day, I probably put $150 to $200 into my family's, into my family's cycle, which is exactly what it is, right? Money in, money out. I mean, that's what I would do. And so I would do that by making sure that people knew, listen, you can go ahead and try the product, give it to you. As long as you use every activation in there, there's no more activations, and you say that you have a challenge, then I'm more than happy to give you your money back. But I personally don't believe that anybody that would use the MDI and go through all those activations would do anything except for order another one. That's my personal belief. That's how much I believe in the product. Now, do I think that you have to help people get to the point where they actually do experience activation after activation? Absolutely. And I'm willing to do that. By first making sure that they can see how I use it, by making sure that they can, see how I have an activation. I would prefer that they take their MDI and then they have their first activation or two in front of me. And now we've made a transaction, right? I've said to my buddy, Brian, hey, listen, thank you for the $150 in this case. You know, it wasn't $150. I didn't pay for $150. There's an opportunity to attach this inhaler. We can talk about that at a time. In the meantime, I want you to enjoy your money-back guarantee of that inhaler. And you know, you can know without a doubt that in the event that there's an issue, we'll give you a money-back guarantee in the event that you use all 100 activations or the activations that are available. Maybe you get people told me they're getting more than 100, which is great. But it doesn't matter. I just want to make sure that I have what we call a happy customer, which is part of what my responsibility is as I'm building my company, is I have a bunch of happy customers. And I want them so happy from that experience that they want to come back and they want to buy on a continuous basis. As a matter of fact, I want them to get so happy with the customer experience that they may know some other folks that are in their sphere of influence that might want to have that same experience. And the moment that that happens now, when they don't even know it or they don't even realize, they're already building, they're already helping me build a network. They've said, well, I never want to build a network. That's not what I do. I've got other things going on. Listen, with the moment that they start saying, hey, you know what, Barry? I have had great experience. You know what? I do know some people that, you know, would like to experience this. So I said, listen, very simple. It's time for you not to become a customer. That's not. It's time for you to become a brand partner. Oh, yeah, because if you become a brand partner and you – you know, start having other people that you're referring the product to, you can start generating enough income in our compensation strategy where you can offset the cost of buying that product entirely. Would you prefer, in other words, your product can be free. Would that be something that you'd be interested in? And I would tell you that that's yet another stage. So I can, in some instances, I can take people from being a customer to becoming a brand partner, building a business, offsetting their cost of buying the product. And that activity is also part of my personal group volume. So it's very important to understand how the comp plan works. If you've got people that are just buying product through you and your website, and it's all your personal group volume, guess what that does? It qualifies your business, right? In other words, why would I want to spend money to qualify my business? Even if I'm making more in residuals, why would I want to do that? I want to set myself up so that I'm cash flowing 100% of my commissions, and my, you know, my qualifier is just covered with my people that are customers. Matter of fact, I can tell you, having been out in the field myself, and you know, in more than one instance, you know, certainly working together with field leadership in a couple of different you know, companies. You know, when I sold the company we had previously, had a consulting agreement, worked in field leadership with a coffee company. And my responsibility was different because I wasn't in a, quote, corporate role. It was more of a consulting field leadership role. My responsibility was to generate as much revenue as I could in that marketing and distribution company. Same thing was true with another company that we did consulting with and field leadership with, Zervita. Same idea, built a base of business, had, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue that were reoccurring in that distributorship on a monthly basis, because we really taught people our six-step marketing program and we focused them in on the consumer development side of it, and then we propagated more people getting involved in the business. Now, I'm a big believer in setting yourself up for success and making it easier, not more challenging. That's why people having samples of all the products and people having an opportunity to try the product is a big deal. Now, if there's a comfort level that you have with an individual, because they know you, you know them, even in this moment in time, we've got a lot of those people too, you know, neighbors, friends, and as long as they see that NDI carefully wiped off, if there's a comfort level, I'm not telling you to do this, this is just me, I'm saying, then, and they see it wiped off with alcohol, they realize that they can use your MDI if you choose to sample it. That's your business. I'm not saying walk up and down the street. I'm saying people who you know in your sphere of influence, and maybe you've been tested, maybe they've been tested, and maybe there's a level of comfort. If that exists, then there's certainly that way of generating a revenue by helping people try it, make sure they have a good activation experience. And then they can get involved, become a brand partner with the idea and the intent of the business opportunity, right? And so there's lots of different ways. I think the thing I like to impress upon everyone when I, because I have many conversations, and what it's, what appears to me is that maybe sometimes we can find ourselves more regimented than just recognizing, hey, every day I want to get as much of information out there with regard to my product and with regard to my business opportunity. I want to have conversations every day that surround those two subjects, right? And in doing so, I want to find people that have an interest in learning more about either one of those. And if I do a good job of communicating the benefits associated with my product and with my opportunity, then I'm probably going to have some people that want to have an interest in what I'm doing. If I get them to the interest level of sharing the plan in its entirety, I've won. Because here's what I know. If I do that at least four times a week, I now am in a position where over the course, if I do that, if I share the business four times a week, well, what I've done is I've created about 16, minimum of 16 new looks at my business personally. That's me. But what happens if I have a handful of people in my team that have done the same thing? Well, if I have just myself and five other people that were committed to having enough activity to share the plan four times a week, because they've had enough people that they've sampled, enough people they've talked to about the business, and I actually have the opportunity to share the entire plan with them, now I'm starting to propagate a different amount of new looks at my business on a monthly basis. So if I just have myself and four other people, that's five people. You know, that's somewhere in the ballpark but we know it's somewhere in the area of what, about 90 new looks, is it? Or 80 new looks at my business that month, me and four people. Me and four people, five people total. If I have 10 people, if I have 10 people that are just sharing the business four times a week, that's somewhere in the ballpark of 160 new looks at my business. Now, that's a perspective. It's just my perspective, and I share it with people. Sometimes they run the numbers, and they start realizing, starting to realize how fast this thing can grow. Imagine what happens when you get a group of people in your company. I mean, that's a lot of new. I mean, what is that probably going to produce? 160 to 200 looks at your business in your company. Well, you're probably going to have somewhere between 15 to 20 new people that get involved in your company. Now start running the geometric progression on that monthly, right? Just start thinking about it. Now if you start creating enough energy and enough momentum in the growth of your business, now look out, and now pretty quickly and in a hurry, you can see your company grow to 300, 400, 500, 700, 800, 1,000 people over time, over the course of, let's say, 6 months to a year, if you start propagating a duplication machine because you're focusing in on a small group of people consistently every week, regardless of what's going on. In case of, I mean, obviously if you're sick or you have something that happens in your family, but regardless of what's going on, you just make sure it happens every week. And some people say, well, I work, you know, during the weekend. That's why we try to define to people as 10 hours a week. But it's amazing how much, you know, free time some of us have on the weekends. I'm not trying to take away your weekends, and don't get me wrong. I mean, if that's what you want to continue to do is have free weekends, I understand that. But somewhere in your schedule, you have to dedicate the availability to make the business work. So some of the best time to do that with people where you can get in front of them and you can share your product and your opportunity, it might be on the weekend. It might be on a Saturday. It might be on a Sunday. There's nothing wrong with sharing your business to people on Saturday and Sunday. It's a personal decision. That's what I'm saying. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm saying there's nothing wrong if you do it, in my personal opinion. I believe that every day is a great day, and if it's not a good day for you, then by all means, it's not a good day for you. So I just want to encourage you, when you look at your week, over this next week, we've got dedicated time between now and July 1st, which is coming up here pretty quickly, right, to go out and to get enough information in front of people so that they recognize, hey, there's a significant earning opportunity that's going to go away. you know, after tomorrow at midnight, that's going to be gone. And the value-added proposition to get involved in the business is now, is more so now than it ever has been with this company. They're on it. They're starting to, you know, regardless of the circumstances, the environment, all that, they've got a phenomenal product that really does meet the needs of what's going on in social anxiety today. But more importantly, the culture and the dynamic of the people involved in the company, this is really going to be a long-term play. Make a decision to get involved today so that we can go out and generate more income tomorrow. Those are the conversations I would be having right now. But as you get into the month of July and you're starting to develop a strategy for your new team, you may want to consider getting together with a few small, with just small team of people or just whoever it is that you want to go out and work with, and challenge yourself to designate a certain number, whatever that number is, as to how many people they're going to communicate the value of the product and the opportunity on a daily basis and how many times they're going to make sure they see the plan. If someone comes to a Zoom call that Sean's doing, is that seeing the plan? Well, it can be. Contact Sean as an example. Let him know, hey, buddy, I've got some folks that are coming on the call. I want to make sure that they have a little bit of insight as to the vision and the growth of the company. And, you know, Sean will be happy to accommodate that. He just needs to know. You need to flip him a text. I'm giving you an example. It could be Mitchell running the call. It could be Ruben running the call. It could be Gail. But together as a team, we can coordinate amongst each other and maximize each other's success. I can promise you, if I know, for example, I have Mitchell has someone on the call, during the course of that call, and you can believe, you can bet your bottom dollar, I know Sean will do this, and you guys do the same thing. We're going to strongly edify you, right, by talking about the fact, you know, whatever it is that's in my heart, my mind about Mitchell. I'm going to make sure that I let, you know, everyone on the call know about how excited I am to be teamed up as a company with Mitchell. And his prospect has an opportunity to sit on that call and to see all the interest. See, it's not about what happens from just you to him, you to one individual or gal. It's a collective effort. See, we're much stronger together. That's really the reason, guys, that we have the Zoom call on the calendar, to be honest with you, is to continue to support, make sure we're here regardless. I know that people have schedules and days and times and things, and this may not be what it is for, it may not be to you what it is for us. See, we're building a $1 billion company. You know, so when we look at this thing, we don't maybe look at it the same way that you do, and I understand that, but my strong encouragement is to designate something that you are building that you're excited about, okay? And maybe that will increase your probability of being there on a daily basis available to build your company, even if it's an hour or two, versus zero. If you give yourself goose eggs daily or over the course of a week, you'll end up with a much different result that's probably not exactly what you want at the end of the month. But if you challenge yourself, and you can start with the month of July, to make sure that through the course of July that you have a different pattern, a different work ethic, maybe different amount of people that you are actually going to do business with or try to do business every day, whatever that means to you. Maybe it's increasing the frequency of bringing people to the Zoom calls and let the Zoom calls do the work and collaborate. Maybe it's that. Maybe that becomes the way that you share the business as we go right now. Maybe you do both. Maybe you sit down with people individually, you walk through the information, and then you bring them to the Zoom call. I just want to encourage you. Do whatever it is that you're going to do because you've designated a plan of action in advance for the month of July. So by the time you get to the month of July, you know exactly how many exposures you've had. I don't care if it's 20 new exposures. It's better than zero. Okay? And if you want to get aggressive and you want to make sure that you have more than 20, then do so. And then teach other people to do the same thing. And encourage them and let them know that they're teaming up with a group of people that are upwardly mobile entrepreneurs that have a care and a concern for people to do well mentally, physically, financially. If you let them know that, you know what? You'd be surprised at what you can attract. So anyway, guys, it is an honor for me to be able to, you know, come on these calls and share this information because I know how much value it has had to you know, to myself, my family, and a group of people that we've worked with that have gone out and created great incomes, and we want that opportunity for you as well. And who better than to share that opportunity with you today than the president of the company, Sean Baker, who's lived it, he's experienced it, he knows what that lane is like, he knows what the challenges are when you first start moving through it. He knows what it's like when you're doing well. You know, the most important two times of leadership are when things are not great and when they're really great. Those are the two most important times, and he's lived in both of those. So with that said, I'm going to bring you up on the call, brother. It's an honor and privilege to be working with you, and let me unmute your line, and I'll turn the call over to you. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Good morning, everybody. Love these Monday calls, and I love when Barry's fired up like he is today because it gets me fired up and excited for the week, you know, because it is contagious. I'm a big believer in energy exchanges, and if you're around somebody that kind of sucks your energy, it doesn't take long to feel zapped. But when you're around people that, you know, are fired up and they're fired up for life and they're you know, excited for the things you're doing, then it just gets me fired up. As old Zig Ziglar, I remember I was a big Zig Ziglar fan in the late 90s, had the cassette tapes and the whole nine yards, and I would ride around, and I just remember some of his sayings. But he used to say, surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you. And I just never forgot that, because it's those people are rare and hard to find. And I definitely have that in my partner, and I think we have that as a growing culture and organization. But one of the things that I really took away from what Barry was talking about today was not being as focused on the outcome. I mean, definitely having a goal and having an outcome in mind, but I don't know that he used the word habits, but what I heard him saying was it's about your daily habits, you know, your plans, your goals. But even making a plan is a habit. Like people that are planners, you know, oh, I so-and-so, I mean, he's such a great planner. That's a habit that they developed. And then other people, you know, are good at making a plan, but I would not call them planners. You know, a one-off is one thing, but really having a good plan all the time is another. And so people that are able to make a plan is good, but people that have the habit of planning, you know, or become planners, and such a great habit. So I remember a quote from Matthias Alexander. It said, people do not decide their futures. They decide their habits, and their habits decide their futures. And I just thought that was really compelling and in a roundabout way, exactly what Barry was saying today. So just to piggyback, guys, we've had a great opportunity to get some business going in Dallas, Fort Worth area. Ryan and his entire team are doing a fantastic job. I don't know that I heard Barry mention it, but Gail is our newest PPC member. I know we talked a little bit about that on Saturday, but for those of you that couldn't be on the Saturday call but are on the call now, Gail Kinney is our newest PPC member, and we look forward to great things out of that entire line. And one of the things that I wanted to touch on today was just understanding people. I don't know who on the call has what varied background or degree as it relates to psychology or sociology. I do not have any formal training, and I took a sociology and psychology class in school, but it was just a single class. And I found it fascinating. I really enjoyed it, but it didn't. A psychiatrist, it did not make me. So there are a number of books I've read, however, that to really understand, you know, body language and really understand, you know, the different forms of behaviors from people, up to it, including things like narcissism or people that don't have boundaries and why you have to have healthy boundaries. And it got me thinking about when we're prospecting, because most people, I believe, at the heart are good people. They're great people. They want to be honest. They want to be forthright. They want to be, you know, transparent with you. But they're also product of, or a byproduct of the world where there's, you know, violence and rioting and people who would take advantage, and there's cybercrime. And so it's hard for people even who want to open up to have the ability to open up. And it's hard for people to not feel like when you come at them with a quote unquote opportunity or something in direct sales or something in network marketing, it's hard for them not to have whatever preconceived baggage that they, you know, that they would have, even at a deep subconscious level. I had it, you know, Barry talks about when he was exposed back in the 80s in his gym, you know, he really only went to the opportunity meeting because he didn't want to lose a client. I really only went to the opportunity meeting because a guy that I had known or have now known 22 or 23 years, you know, invited me to go and hounded me and was diligent and knew when to take it away. And so I reluctantly went based on my baggage, based on my psychology, you know, for lack, you know, coming full circle back to sociology and psychology, my own psychology was the issue. And so Biz Barry was talking today about, you know, wiping off an inhaler and letting them try it and offering a money back guarantee and going to the 6-step marketing program. He was talking about sorting. You know, I think that one of the things we have to be extremely aware and conscious of is sometimes helping someone sort themselves. And it, because one of two things will happen, in my opinion. It will help you get clarity and help your prospect get clarity as to what category they're in. Because believe me, if you try to put someone who's hot and they maybe don't know it and you don't know it, if you try to put them in the cold category, whether you're doing it like as reverse psychology or just as a byproduct of trying to get somewhere, I'm not trying to be all Freudian. I'm not proposing you manipulate your prospect or that you are maliciously using reverse psychology. I'm simply saying, if I've sat down with Gail and I said, Gail, look, we've met 8, 9, 10 times. You've come to the presentation. You've met Barry. You've met Sean. You know, you've been exposed to everything I know how to expose you to, and you don't seem to be ready to move forward. I don't want this to ultimately put a strain on our relationship anyway. So I'm going to quit asking you or quit talking to you about the opportunity. I'm going to put you on our cold category, and you let me know if it's something you're interested in down the road. Believe me, if Gail is hot, she's going to say something right then. If she's warm, she's probably even going to say something right then to the effect of, you know, hey, whoa, you know, I'm interested. I've just been busy, or I'm interested. I just, you know, I didn't realize it was so urgent, or whatever the prospect would say. You're going to get feedback that helps you and is valuable as to their making their actions align with their words. Because Barry, you know, said it a million times, people will come eat your groceries. They'll come hang out at your party. They'll come have a good time, but they won't ever make a decision or engage if no one holds them, you know, I don't want to say holds their feet to the fire, but holds them accountable to a due diligence process that is articulated and defined and laid out. And so all the things that Barry said this morning just really got me thinking about how much social acuity goes into this, how much psychology and sociology, and just really understanding where people are. And sometimes, you know, lest we forget quickly that we were that prospect just yesterday, metaphorically speaking. You know, one of the greatest lessons in my life is watching my kids and my joke to them a lot of times, because it's my way of letting them know I wasn't perfect. I will often say to them, man, I'm glad I was never a kid. I'm glad I was perfect when I was growing up, because I wasn't. I was not a horrible kid, but I wasn't a great kid. I had a lot of imperfections and a lot of attitude issues and a lot of, you know, things, you know, wanting to spread my wings and so on and so forth. But fortunately, I had good parents and I was able to make mistakes, and fortunately no mistake that was too costly and affected my adulthood in any way. But there is a psychology behind forgetting, you know, how we were a kid when we're an adult, or how we, now that we're in the business and we're excited about the MDI and we're excited about the opportunity, we're finally starting to understand the comp plan. We forget how just a month ago we couldn't understand the comp plan, or just a month ago we were reading about an MDI or learning the word alveoli or trying to, you know, the poor couple of distributors up in Dallas are having a hard time even saying Barry's last name. They butchered Koshu. And so it's just funny, because in a month from now, those people will be laughing about what they didn't know a month ago. And we just have to remember that through the onboarding process and through the prospecting process, that we had, you know, all of us individually and collectively had a million questions, things we didn't understand. And someone fortunately was patient enough with us to get the information for us to do our due diligence, to make a decision that I firmly believe, you know, will change the course of all of our lives. And so, but that's not what I believed, you know, when I was first exposed. And fortunately, Barry and that team at the time was patient and walking me through my due diligence process. And it literally changed my life. And so my goal for each of you is that we would remember gracefully our own path that got us here and pass that on to others and lead them onto a journey that hopefully will change their life, whether that be financially, or whether that be wellness and health, and whether that be time with their family or what I used to jokingly refer to back in the Jerry Maguire days as the Quan. You know, it was the line in there where he said it's the total package, and you have the money and you have the time with your family and the quality of life and the respect and the health and the wellness and all the blah, blah, blah. You know, so, you know, that's what this business has been to me, and that's what I hope everyone that's exposed to this journey, you know, takes away for them too. And some will, we know that, and some won't, we know that too, and that's okay. But my job is just to walk them through the six-step marketing program, walk them through the due diligence process, and ultimately help them sort themselves accurately and appropriately, and then collect their decision, whatever it may be. And then that's, guys, when we really go to work. I mean, Barry was just talking to some folks up in Dallas, and he said it beautifully. He said, look, we spend about 20% of our time trying to get people in the business. 90% of our time supporting them after they're in the business. And that's exactly right. I mean, that's the sweet spot. So we spend a lot of time, we do, talking about how to get people in the business, because that's the phase that we're at today. But believe you me, Barry and I are more teachers and consultants and people that know how to grow something from the inside out than we are, you know, people that just go out and hunt and kill all the time. And so once we have a good base of distributors, you know, we really can get into the more personal development trainings and some of the business strategy plannings. And we're already starting to do those things, but it'll be more prevalent as the organization grows and as you guys continue to evolve into the great leaders that we're watching you become every day. So with that, Barry, it's about 10 after 9. I just have, you know, keep it short and sweet today. I'll kick it back over to you. But, brother, great job last week. I mean, you really, really shined up in the presentations, and I could just tell that people were really picking up what you were putting down. And I know this week we'll be funding a number of those orders and locking up Atlanta, locking up some things in Dallas-Fort Worth. And I know we've got the gentleman coming in from California this week. So just lots and lots of good stuff. You continue to lead by example, and I'm proud to watch you. So great job. Appreciate you having me on the call today.
Hey, Sean, thanks so much, man. I really listening to you again this morning. It's always it's refreshing. You know, you kind of you always have a way of communicating and articulating, you know, in different terms what we're talking about. And sometimes it's better said than what I'm saying. And in fact, I think people really can connect the dots a lot quicker. And so, great job as always. I think that, you know, now, as we've said, right, we're moving into a new time and excited about it. And I think that the thing I'm really most excited about, I've been saying for a long time, is that, yeah, we've got great products that are meeting what's going on from a, you know, reality perspective. Anyway, just to summarize and kind of put this to bed for today, guys, I have to tell you that as we look out, you know, we look at where we are today, we're genuinely excited about the new leadership that we see on this call. And guys, I want to encourage you. Many of you, we're going to see tomorrow morning. You know, we have our 8:30 a.m. Kind of our bagels and coffee, kind of our new leadership little group here that we have in the Houston market. And we want to encourage you guys, man. We know that now is the optimum time to take advantage of what's going on. You know, we, in our previous campaigns, we never know which markets, excuse me, we never know which markets are going to start taking on that significant growth fastest. We don't know. But, you know, we always try to pay attention and we go to where the needles move. And right here in our local markets, for those of you that are, you know, have the availability to work directly with, you know, with Sean up in the Woodlands and Conroe area, and anybody that's here in the Houston area, either way, we're both available at an unprecedented high level today relative to where we're going to be tomorrow. And you guys have the incredible availability of the team that you're building. Today, Mitchell, your opportunity to work directly, you know, with Ruben and Gail and anybody that they continue to grow into that team, it's much better today than it will be down the road when your team gets bigger, because there's only so much of you. And then, of course, they will be busy with their team. And it always works in the same fashion, right? So, Michael, your availability today is probably better with your team. Ryan, promise you, your availability today is much, much better for the team that you're building than it will be down the road, because you'll have a lot more people to work with, right? And it can shift in a heartbeat. It's literally one person that you bring into the business in any given month that will change the entire complexion of your organization, one person. Not only does that one person have a whole new group of contacts to work with, but they also have a probability or propensity to positively impact the group that you already have in place. And so as we grow, guys, you're going to see your availability and your opportunity to work with the people that you're bringing on today is much better than it will be down the road. And then you need to utilize that this time in a way that's most beneficial for your folks and for you. And my thing is this: the best thing that you can do to help your team, I was sharing this with Ryan. Love Ryan, love his team. He's got some self-starters, big guys. But the best thing that Ryan can do for his team is to go out and bring on another line of business. And immediately, I promise you that that will have a positive impact on his team. That's the best thing he can do. As an example, I'm not pointing Ryan out. I'm just saying, hey, if you want to really help your team, yes, you can make phone calls. You can do three-way calls. Yes, you can help them see the plan by all means. But the best thing in the world you can do is leading by example. That's what really genuinely propagates the growth of a company. And you guys are positioned in a unique way to take advantage of those opportunities. So with that, blessings to all of you guys, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. So happy that those of you that weren't feeling well are feeling much better. That's an answer to prayer. And we lift all of you guys up, guys, on a daily basis. Just want you to know, Sean and I don't walk around with our faith on our shirt, on our sleeve, but we are lifting you guys up on a daily basis in prayer that, you know, God would bless you. He would bring the right people and put them in your path, that he would anoint you and give you the words and the wisdom and the foresight on a daily basis. That's all part of what we lift you guys up with on a daily basis. And just want to say, we're encouraging you. We believe, very much believe in you and believe in what you're doing. We just want to do anything and everything that we can to help serve your, what you're looking to accomplish. So see you guys tomorrow morning. And those of you that are close by, I'll send out a text today, tomorrow morning here at 8:30. We're going to be, of course, we've got that 3 o'clock call today, man. I think we haven't connected with Sean on timing of who's doing what today, but either one of us will be on that call. And my encouragement for you guys is to put people on that call and let us know who they are and let us help you move the needle in your business. So God bless, guys. Have a great day, a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.